And welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor to Tankar's Tavern Blog. So, you know how they say the last mile of a trip is the hardest mile or journey or some shit like that. You know what? That last 2% of your home renovations is the fucking hardest part. Shit looks great. Flooring in both rooms, painting, all that stuff. Amazing. There's little finishing touches that have to get done. They're not going to get done right away, which means I can only slowly move certain shit around because I can't put certain things in certain places because access still needs to be had to outlets or molding or whatever, trim. So it's frustrating. But it's also pretty fucking awesome that the Casa de Tankar is turning into Casa de Tankar. And Rachel will have a proper yoga room and all that fun stuff. But now, what else happened or happened because of this renovation? Well, I've now missed, is it 3 sessions? 4 sessions of... Tim Shorts doesn't roll any fucking ones when he's the GM or DM, but rolls them all when he's a fucking player. But in Tim's game, I haven't been able to make it. When renovations are happening at your house, and these guys, they work long hours. Tim's game kicks off at 8 on Mondays. Even today, they were here until well after 9. And like I said, 99% maybe is done. It's just the icing on the cake that has to get finished off, and it's like, ugh. But next weekend is a holiday weekend. I might be Poconoing it for the weekend. I probably will be. I'll be home Monday night. Hopefully I'll have the energy to play because I'm missing getting my game on. And the socialization that comes with it. And then the following week or the week or 2 weeks after that, I'll be in North Texas. I'm going to be in North Texas means I'll be running games, but I won't be playing in no scheduled games. I might pop into something later that's off the grid or has an open slot. But it's interesting now with North Texas. Somebody brought up that we should have a meeting of the taverners, people from Hangout, those that listen to Tavern Chat, those that have read the Tankar's Tavern blog or participate in the Tankar's Tavern Discord community or the Facebook community. Basically, if you are somebody who considers yourself part of the tavern, we should have a hangout time. And I got to find a room and a time. Doesn't conflict with other times. We want to do an evening. It will probably be Friday or Saturday evening. I got to see which one is available for me and where I can find space. I know I know Bad Mike will find me space for this. Now, as to what we shall be doing, I don't know. I would say bring your own booze, because why not? But we got to find space if we can hang out, shake hands, and actually meet face to face. Those of us at the convention, and I know it's not going to be a huge amount. We don't need a huge conference room, but we need our space. So we're going to work on that. Other than that, Tankar's one shot, or the tavern one shot, the community that we have up on Facebook to facilitate one-off sessions and all that stuff. With the adventure that I am working on for ShireCon in September, I want to get stuff out for it this week. I am going to run the playtesting of the adventure through that community. I'm going to reuse Roll20, That's right now it's my default VTT. I am going to use the Swords and Wizardry Lite rules, and that's how it's going to be run at the convention, but this will probably also get shared out there with a pay-what-you-want release over on DriveThru. And in that case, it'll be converted to Swords and Wizardry Complete, which at some point is just going to be called Swords and Wizardry. If you haven't heard, Frog God Games is streamlining their Swords and Wizardry line. There's multiple rule sets. You have the Swords and Wizardry Lite rules that I put together with the help of James Spahn and Zach Laser. You have Swords and Wizardry White Box, which emulates the original D&D White Box. You have Swords and Wizardry Core, which is, I believe, White Box with some of the Greyhawk rules in it. And then you have Complete, which is all the supplements, and it plays very much like AD&D, in my opinion. What Frog God is doing is that on their site, they're going to be distributing Swords and Wizardry Lite and Swords and Wizardry Complete, which is going to be probably renamed Swords and Wizardry. Swords and Wizardry. Like Labyrinth Lord, Swords and Wizardry. You don't need to add the Complete to it. So if I understand, that is the game plan. Now, White Box is very popular. Core has its followers. They'll both still be available on Lulu. For those that are interested, I do believe that I have a copy of the Core rules in RTF type file, which means that it's an edible Word file. Matt allows me to distribute that. He allowed me to distribute it. I don't believe that's changed. So if you want to do your own hack of the Swords and Wizardry rules and not have to re-enter everything, the Swords and Wizardry Core Rules RTF file is probably what you want. It used to be up on Matt's Mythmere site, but I believe that went the way of the dodo at one point. And as for things with me moving forward, I am toying with the idea of a 4-page Swords and Wizardry. Maybe calling it a zine is too much. Maybe calling it a monthly newsletter is too little. But the idea is to have some Swords and Wizardry stuff in 4 pages, a 5th page being the OTL. It's not going to be in print. It's going to be PDF only. You're going to be pay what you want. But 4 pages, so if you wanted to, you could print it out yourself and, it's distributed with the OGL. You, as the consumer, don't need to print out the OGL as long as you're not going to distribute it to others. Does that make any sense? But that's the game plan right now. It's something that I'm toying with. It's not going to be done by North Texas, so don't get your hopes up. I'd like to get it done by ShireCon. Maybe it will. So... And I think 4 pages is the goal I can hit. So, folks, on that note, that's the stuff that's going on in the world of the tavern. Tomorrow, I don't have any interview scheduled. I think tomorrow I'm going to bust out one of my older D&D books and find some obscure rule that annoys the hell out of me. And I don't expect a deep rant. I don't think so. All right, folks. As always, be safe, be healthy, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.